So today, last day for our class.
Danas je zadnji dan našeg seminara.
So we'll try to touch upon a few things.
Pokušat ćemo obraditi par tema.
Let me start off with reading one or two.
Započet ću čitanjem
submissions from some of the Gurukula kids about how they feel the society can be strengthened.
Mišljenje Gurukula djece koje razmatraju mogućnosti uređenja društva. Jedan bakri zove Balaram
Das.
Kaže, najbitnija i najhitnija stvar o kojoj se treba raditi je očešćivanje obitelji. Naše je društvo jako ukoliko su familije čvrste. Sigurnost će sigurno slijediti ako čvrste familije osnuju osnovu budući i budućnosti za razvitak društva ili organizacije. Izgleda se kuće domaćinski život obeshrabruje i gleda se na njega kao na tamni, mračni bunar vezanosti. Razvode se preko 50% brakova. Ne znam da li znate, ali naši brakovi nisu tako dobri.
Take it more serious.
Nadam se da će bakre koji se žene to ozbiljno shvatiti. Preko 50% brakova u iskonu su završavaju sa razvodima. Ta situacija se još više pogoršava duplim standardom. S jedne strane, se kaže da sve žene se trebaju oženiti, a muškarci trebaju ostati brahmačari. To uzrokuje zbunjenost i posebno među mladeži naše društvo. Lideri trebaju naučiti cijeniti obiteljski život. Ja sam često posramljen često se neugodno osjećam u iskonu zato što postoji velika količina seksizma i rasizma. Teško je za mene. Želio bih gledati na iskonu kao na svoju familiju, a na Šila Prabhupada kao na svoga oca. Volio bih vidjeti intenzivnu kampanju vanjskih odnosa koji će doći do svih grana društva. Ljudi će nas prihvatiti ukoliko ostavimo bolji dojam. Mi želimo ne želimo biti u guni ili neznanje ili strasti, već želimo djelovati iz gune vrline prema transcendencije. Prije nešto vremena smo čuli o problemima sa kampa, koji nas obavještaju da moramo biti pažljiviji, da moramo biti transcendentalni, što dolazi od uzdizanja u gunu vrline. Trebamo biti puni obzira, samilosti. Bakte koji su pjevali, trebali su znati. Ako su zvučnici upaljeni, onda se neće moći odmoriti. Ne trebamo djelovati na temelju naše vlastite ideje i zadovoljstva. Mi možda ponekad mantramo ili pijamo, ali to radimo za sebe, a ne za zadovoljstvo
gospodina.
Sljedeće pismo je od jedne djevojčice.
We need strengthening in the area of our youth.
Trebamo ojačati naše omladine.
Trebamo
im pomoći da napreduju svjesnosti Krišne. Trebamo ih držati izvan domaće
Maje.
Njihova dobrobit, duhovna materijalna se treba naglasiti kao stvar koja je od najveće važnosti.
This is from also a Gurukula boy. I would like to see more and more Gurukulis stop criticizing and instead help to change the wrongs and expand the good things that
I'm doing.
Sometimes people just look only for faults. They don't try to see what they can do to help improve. I would also like our society to develop more business opportunities
and an excellent education system. Also, Krishna consciousness,
culture, adventure, and fun, entertainment.
Kultura, zabava i avanture svjesnosti Krišne trebaju zamijeniti materijalnu kulturu i zabavu. Jedan od načina na koji možemo gledati na stvari i istovremeno ih naprijediti i što je vrlo zdravo u našem društvu je da kad god kritiziramo ili nalazimo greške, istovremeno, za vrijeme istog razgovora, trebamo razmisliti o tome kako možemo poboljšati ili, ili pomoći s nešto
drugo.
Ako neko vam priđe i sada iznosi probleme ili kritizira, to je možda ispravna tema. Neke stvari su odista tu. Moramo im obratiti pažnju. Ali samo čuti negativne stvari, to nije vrlo dobro. Ponekad je uvredljivo, a ako nije uvredljivo, onda jednostavno se osuši. Ono što bi trebali napraviti, kada neko dođe i žali se na bakte, žali se na situaciju, onda trebate reći, a šta da mi napravimo? Kako da pomognemo? Kako možemo mi poboljšati situaciju?
What is our role?
Koja je naša
what
uloga?
Is our part?
Koja je naš uloga?
What area are we lacking in
u koju oblast imamo, mi možemo nešto napraviti. Na taj način možemo diskusiju uzdići do razne produktivne diskusije i možemo napredovati. Ovo je još jedna
Gurukula.
Iz mog iskustva u Gurukulu, mislim da naše društvo treba ojačati podršku obiteljskog života. Svačim da stvari su jako puno promijenile od kako sam ja izašao iz Gurukula. I to je vrlo ohrabrujuće za mene. Puno problema koji smo imali u Gurukulu sistemu u 70. i 80. godina, u 90. su se promijenili, ali većina Gurukulu je zatvorena. Čujem da sada postoje obrazovani učitelji.
Without proper screening.
Ranije je bilo dozvoljeno da žive skupa sa djecom i da ih podučavaju bez pravilnog treninga. Dugo vremena sam bila ogorčena, puno ljudi sam okrivljavao.
I također i ISKCON sam okrivljavala
za radošta iskustva iz djetinjstva koji su bili vrlo zlonamirne i koji su mi nanijeli puno psihičke boli. Sad su sam drugačije i shvaćam da moje djetinjstvo je bilo također dotrnuto sa ljubavlju, kulturom, prijateljstvom, obrazovanjem i puno drugih stvari. Mislim da trebamo raditi na samilosti jedni prema drugima i prema samim sebi.
One of the things that has bothered me about ISKCON in this state of education
is that women's rights
and child abuse.
Sometimes we hide under Vedic culture and
we do devious things.
We hide under the so-called Vedic culture
and we minimize children or we abuse women.
Sometimes that is happening
overtly and sometimes covertly. Where the man says, oh, you're just supposed to follow my instruction, I'm your husband, but he is not acting as a proper spiritualist.
But then he is too much forcing the mother
that she must follow when Prabhupada says that
woman
should not be independent, she should be guided by a first class husband,
first class son, or father.
So, yes, woman is not to be independent, but not that she is supposed to be abused, misused,
neko,
or treated as a second class citizen.
So sometimes people ponekad ljudi govore nešto o vetskoj kulturi, vetskom znanju, ali u suštini oni to zloupotrebljavaju da bi mogli eksploatirati svoje
podređene. Neki gurukula
dječaci i djevojčice govore da im se to ne sviđa oko našeg društva. Često puta djeca kao i žene ne dobiju pravilnu brigu koja treba biti tu, u duhovnoj atmosferi. Mene su zlostavljali u gurukuli, vidio sam kako je sve to loše djelovalo na mene.
Although I don't see myself as a victim
iako se ne vidim
and see that all things happen for a reason,
sve
still these issues need,
razlogom,
need to be addressed.
Tim temama se treba obratiti prava pažnja, jedan se trebaju riješiti. To je bilo nekoliko od grupulija koji su izrazili svoje osjećaje i čime su mislili da mogu pomoći da društvo postane bolje.
Yesterday before we left,
dakle, jučer prije nego što smo
otišli,
želi
on someone in your community
o nečem u vašoj zajednici
who inspires you.
Što vas inspirira?
Something about
nešto
that person's
osobno,
the personality, whatever,
osobnosti,
that
čemu,
encourages you in your devotion, that inspires you.
Devociji, što vas
inspirira. So we wanted to take those things first,
želim
and then we wanted to look at our writing
prvo.
Of letter,
our prayer, da
reflection to the Lord,
naše pismo, koje
and then
napisati.
According to time,
napisati
we'll
naše molitve i razmišljenje sa gospodinom. Onda vidjet ćemo da li ćemo moći ubaciti još par stvari. pokušat ću dati par savjeta o kojima trebate svjesno razmisliti i koji bi vam trebali pomoći kad se vratite natrag
svom
društvu za nekoliko dana, neke stvari koje vam se uvijek mogu naći u životu,
koje
će vam pomoći da se sukobite sa problemima, da budete
svjesni,
da vidite više svjesno sadu.
Maybe I'll mention one other thing before we open up.
A few devotees had inquired,
it's like when I gave the class this morning,
and I spoke about
10 different types of prayers.
So a couple of devotees asked
me, where do you find those
prayers? And a few,
one or two devotees asked when I mentioned about my own field of activities, I preach in many variegated atmospheres. About 55 or 60% of my time is
to our devotee communities.
And then I do a lot of work in other environments. I have ongoing television programs in America.
One television once a week in Washington, which is
basically my headquarters.
To je glavno moje sjedište Washington. Jednom tjedno imamo Detroitu.
So I've been doing it for several years.
To već radim nekoliko
godina. And the idea
is presenting toga je da prezentiram
spiritual life,
duhovni život,
in such a way to help people
da pomogne mature problems
with spiritual solutions.
Sa duhovnim rješenjima.
Just as when we started off our first day and asked you what is ISKCON, and so we had many ideas, and the one we wrote on the board is that ISKCON is a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing the entire world. So our duty is not just what we do as a church or as a temple,
what
we do as a community, but we really have answers to deal with all aspects of life.
If we
study the books closely, if we live according to the teachings, then we'll have a spiritual insight
on everything.
So we have such programs addressing such issues. And I said I spend some time preaching to the medical community. I have many disciples who are allopathic doctors as well as naturopaths. And so we do a lot of workshops, seminars,
and
direct programs, namahatas, and dealing with such people. And then I have an institute in Washington called the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology that is about 95% professionals. So the idea is particularly helping people who are congregation, who are professionals, to find ways how to use their profession in spreading Krishna consciousness, and at the same time how to maintain their Krishna consciousness, given that they're not living in the temple, that they're outside, etc. And we also do a lot of interacting in the interfaith community, where our institute is primarily devotees, Vaishnavas, but we have ministers and priests and imams and nuns and others who come to study. Like when I leave here, I go to Vienna for a day or two. I'll do some preaching in the New Age community and some with the devotees, and then to Munich for a day or two, and to Zurich where I'm GDC. And then I rush back to America, where I'll be doing some programs at Christian churches in a few places. So one of these churches, we've been cultivating different ministers, and we cultivate them in such a way to teach them how to give Krishna consciousness to their own congregations, but in a way that the congregation can digest it. And many times people, of course, are stuck in conservative conceptions of religion, and so if the message is presented in a way that's too frightening to them or too different, then they will back away. We first started doing this kind of work. We would just come in and do heavy preaching. Then we found that it was causing disturbances. Ministers were trying to come close to us. They would lose their jobs. So we found, and once even in Africa, I was preaching to one imam, he was becoming a devotee, but then his congregation wanted to kill him. So we realized one has to be careful. So we found ways how to have like namahatas with people also in other religious groups. So like, for instance, this church that I'll be going to, we've been interacting with this group for about 6 years.
radimo
and so they have a Krishna conscious study group that meets once or twice a week. So therefore, certain people in the congregation that the minister feels can understand and appreciate and not get too disturbed, then they speak and share Krishna conscious literature, books, tapes with them. And then every now and then sometimes when I do these kind of programs, I may bring maybe 20 or 30 of my disciples. We come, we stay for a weekend or so, we make the prasadam, I give the lecture, we do workshops, we do seminars. And so by the time we've left, we've infiltrated in a very intense way, and we make devotees, or we make well-wishers, congregation, etc. I had a program like this also in Israel, where we took about 20 disciples for some time. We visit some of the kibbutz. And so we have a group of people we're cultivating. They are what you call the ancient Jews. And so they're into mysticism, the holy name, reincarnation. See, sometimes in the deeper inner teachings of different theologies, it's very similar to Krishna consciousness. This is a matter of going deeper and deeper. It's like mystical Christianity, Sufism, mystical Judaism, the Torah, Islam, Kabbalah, they are so similar to Krishna consciousness as you go deep in understanding these things. Krishna consciousness gives you the basic essence of the highest principles of spirituality. So the more genuine a system is, the more it will come closer and closer to what you are being given. What we have is being put on an accessible level, because the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the text, the Purana, are the original spiritual scriptures, the oldest known to humankind. And so, not that they're the only, but they're the oldest. And this way, people who want to go deeper can experience a lot of wealth of knowledge by such. But if our devotees do not follow our own teachings seriously, then we will not be able to extend ourselves. When we try, people will look and see what we do, and they say, well, we're not so interested, because it doesn't work for you. I just brought one sample here. But Vishnumurti, he sells some of my books. I've written about six, seven books now. And I'll just mention real brief, then we go on with the rest of the class. What I was discussing this morning about the different prayers, I have one set of books called The Beggar, and you may have saw one of them over there. So these are small prayers written from the 10 types of prayers that Narottam Das's Narottam Das discusses. So these are primary books mainly for the devotee community, but several people in the monastic orders in different places in the world are also reading these, and they've been translated into about 5 or so different languages. Some of you have read particularly this book, Spiritual Warrior. I have a Spiritual Warrior series. The first one is called Uncovering Spiritual Truths in Psychic Phenomena. This was written primarily for the New Age community, people interested in metaphysics and psychic things. But I wrote it in such a way to show them that there is a spiritual aspect or transcendental aspect to all types of psychic concerns. So this book is being translated into French, Spanish, Italian, Russian, and I just heard this one, it should be almost finished in Croatian, number 2. The second book is called Transforming Lust into Love. And this book also is going all around the world in the devotee community, sold in bookshops in many places in the world. It's been printed in several different countries, in different languages. And I get letters constantly saying that the book saved their marriage, it helped them to understand more about parenting, it increased their understanding of relationships, allowed them to have a better appreciation of ways how we can maintain our position as devotees, but be able to understand several issues that normally devotees find to be problematic. I just finished this recently, only 3 or 4 weeks ago. This is my third volume in a series called Spiritual Warrior 3.
Treći dio, dakle,
and it is called Sword for the Heart in Difficult Times. Shimori had a few of them, but they're sold now. But they can all be ordered from him or directly
from my website,
which I'll give you later.
So this book,
looking at the problems that the planet is facing, it's not just our society. We're at a time now where, you know, people are just struggling.
More suicide,
depression, marriages breaking up, people feeling so much anxiety, minds bothering them,
wars,
resource depletion, increase in diseases, so many different things just permeating the planet. So I wrote this book for the international community based on some of those issues. The foreword is written by the director of the Parliament of World Religions, which is the sort of the number one interfaith group on the planet. And many bookstores in different countries have this. This hasn't been translated into any languages yet because it just came out very, very recently. I have another book here. It's quite popular. These are in soft and hardcover. This is called Leadership for an Age of Higher Consciousness.
Now,
this book is in its second edition.
To je drugo izdanje.
And the second edition has interesting reviews from leaders of the United Nations, top medical professionals in the world, university scholars. This book is also being used at some universities in America. In Japan, I think they're going to use it also.
Da
so it's being used in management courses,
koriste
in leadership courses. But it's of a different
lidere,
nature. It's not just a normal leadership book. Because the subtitle is called Administration from a Metaphysical Perspective.
Za lidere,
the book just looks
particularly
at spiritual principles and applies it to contemporary problems in management and also in leadership.
Probleme,
sometimes
I
teach it, of course, myself.
Ja
normally, the book is being used and some of my disciples or professionals teach it, or it's being used as a reference book
učenici,
at some colleges.
Učenici,
also, a few presidents of different countries are using this book. Recently, the Prime Minister of England has been studying it. The President of Mexico. I've personally given this book to about six presidents of different countries, particularly some of the third world countries. Many, many celebrities in America, a few in Europe have been given this book also.
So,
the idea, again, is just basically using things from Krishna consciousness and being relevant to what is going on in the secular world, showing that we have answers to many of the problems that sometimes seem to be beyond being solved. But if we dive deep into the Vedic cosmology, epistemology, that we have so much to be able to share. We should not limit ourselves to some small kind of religious organization, some weird organization that looks like a cult. No, we have a culture that's different, but our knowledge is universal.
Ali naše znanje je
postgraduate.
Vrlo duboko i to zapravo za postdiplomski studij.
Dakle,
ako ljudi vide veličina onoga što možemo dati, a nisu biti zapamljene.
Where's Daniel? What about on the board? I'm just going to let him put my website address.
Zapisat ću svoju
komu adres. After 2 days or so, I won't see most of you. If any of you would like to find out more about the institute we have, called the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology,
mi imamo institut za primjenu spiritualne tehnologije,
kind of eclectic type of preaching, or if you want to order some of the books,
ili ako želite naručiti neke knjige ili stupite u kontakt, ovo je
www.ifas.com. I'm sorry, .net, brother. www.ifas.net. So this is a website that I have. And if anyone want to write to me personally,
btswami@ibm.net.
Or as I've been speaking with, I would like to stay in touch. Issues, concerns, problems.
I usually
answer.
I pitati o
različitim temama. On average day I get 100 to 200 emails a day.
Puno,
but somehow we find a way to answer most of them in 2 days' time. Since I've been at the camp, I've been purposely not dealing with the computer. Starting today, I don't have to.
Svjesni,
so usually we'll answer you. We'll always answer you, but it may take a day or two. etc. So the website as well as my own email address.
Ako pišete, odgovorit ću vam sigurno za dan ili dva.
In any way possible. Also, just before I came here, only 3 days before I came here, this book was printed in Russian.
Dakle, ova knjiga je tiskana na ruskom, dva dana prije nego što sam došao ovdje.
In a small paperback, so that it can be mass produced.
Dakle, može se masovno.
Okay, enough of that. So let us go on with what our assignments were today.
Idemo sada da riješimo svoje zadatke za danas.
We're taking advantage that tomorrow
iskoristit ćemo priliku
sutrašnji Janmaštami. So we wanted to begin to think more
about Krishna's
presence,
Krishna's
blessings, what our society is, how Krishna has manifested in the international society to Krishna consciousness.
But
before we start sharing your letter or your prayer to
Radha Kunjabihari,
we'd like some of you to share our first assignment. And that was to mention or discuss a devotee who you have associated with,
to znači da
who has been a source of inspiration for you.
Sa kojima
something
bakti,
about that devotee inspires you
i koji nas
in your devotional
inspirira
service. So, some of you can come up and share this with us. Who would like to start off?
Vaishnavas
are always eager to glorify each other.
They're
not so eager to be glorified, but
ne
they want to
se
glorify
slave.
Others.
Ali žele slave drugi. Okay.
Yes, microphone there.
Hare Krishna. I came from Slovenia.
Slovenia.
And we have four devotees living together in one place who are really good examples, so to speak. They come all four every day if they can
to Mangala Arati.
They are really humble and
stvarno su ponizni,
ready to help
i spremni su pomoć
all devotees,
svim bakima,
inspiring,
inspirirani
happy,
nas, uvijek su sretni,
smiling,
smiješu se,
preparing
spremni
Sunday
su,
feasts,
ne, spremaju Sunday feastove,
kitchen,
pomožu u kuhinji.
And whenever,
i kada god
man can see them,
ih možete vidjeti, osjećate transcendentalno zadovoljstvo.
Vaishnav Thakur ki! Someone else can share?
Neko drugi može reći nešto?
Some devotee or devotees that are inspiring them in their Krishna consciousness?
O nekim baktama ili bakti koji nas inspiriraju u svjesnosti Krishna.
And just as he did, mention which project you are associated with.
I treba se također spomenuti sa čime su oni povezani u svjesnosti Krishna. Na kom projektu radi?
Prije svega željela bi se vama zahvaliti.
I would like to thank you in the first place.
Jer me vi upravo izuzetno inspirirate.
Because you are inspiring me greatly.
Ohrabrujete.
And encouraging me.
I zato sam izašla.
That's the reason why I came here to speak.
Reći ću za jednu Mataji, kad sam tek počela da dolazim u temple.
I will say something about the Mataji, whom I met just about when I first came to a temple.
Tad nisam poštovala ni jedan princip.
I didn't follow any principles in those times.
I tad sam joj se povjerila i rekla, znaš, ja se stidim kad dolazim u temple.
And I opened my heart to her, saying that I feel ashamed while coming to a temple.
I osjećam se nekako nečisto kad ulazim u ovaj prostor.
I feel dirty entering this room.
A ona mi je rekla, samo dolazi, jer je to jedini način da sve to ostaviš.
And she told me, you just keep on coming because that's the only way for you to leave behind these habits.
I na neki način mi je dala temelj.
And thus she gave me the opportunity to begin my Krishna consciousness.
U bhakti yogi, mislim da je nikad neću zaboraviti.
And I think I will never forget her.
Vaishnav Thakur ki! Many of us can look back and Notice that mnogi od nas someone inspired us personally,
prisjetiti kako nas je neko inspirirao osobno da postanemo bhakti.
Just like when you were in school before you became devotee.
Kada ste išli u školu prije nas da postali bhakti.
Who really encouraged you?
Možda je bio neki učitelj koji vas je ohrabrio.
Up to the day by that teacher.
I so often danas sam taj primjer može pomoći. They may not even know how much they've helped us. Za koji ne znamo koliko su nam pomogli.
And we can either help someone or we can have bad qualities that can discourage someone.
Dakle, možemo imati dobre odlike koji će pomoći drugima ili možemo imati loše odlike koji će odmoći. Mi želimo pomoći da pomognemo i ohrabrimo druge. Što je god moguće više.
Someone else?
Neko drugi?
Please. Želim pričati o jednoj mataji s kojom živim. Ona je bhakta 4 godina.
I'd like to speak about the mataji with whom I'm living. She's a devotee for 4 years now.
A ja sam bila bhakta godinu i po.
And I'm a devotee for a year and a half.
I zajedno smo živjeli, mi smo studenti. Ona je bila jako specijalna osoba.
We live together. We are students, and she's an extraordinary person.
I izvršavala je svoje obaveze jako striktno i pokraj sve ispite koje završavala i učila.
Fulfilling all her
službu.
Duties strictly, despite all of the exams she has to pass, she was performing service.
I ona bi kasno uveče, mnogo kasno i nakon cijelog dana provedeno na fakultet, otišla u tempel i izvršila svoju službu, a to je bilo, ona je samo uređivala outfite za božanstva, sređivala ih da budu lepo namještene.
Late at night, after finishing her school duties, he would go to the temple and perform her service, which constituted in taking care about the deity's outfits.
A ja sam mislila, pa dobro, ne moraš sad to uveče raditi, možeš neki drugi dan kad si malo više odmornija.
I thought it is not necessary for you to do that in the evening. You can do it some other day when you have rested already.
Znači ona je bila toliko umorna, ali ona je uvek išla svaki dan i to radila i s punom devocijom.
But although she has been very tired, each day she would go and do her service with great devotion.
Jednog dana me sosama inspirisala, ja sam tako razmišljala puno i rešila ja da to radim i tako ona mi inspirisala na tebe.
And one day I thought about it a lot and she inspired me and I decided to do the service as well.
Vaishnav to Korki! So sometimes we say, well, we can't do service because
ne možemo raditi službu zato što imamo djecu.
We have to go to school.
Što moramo ići u školu.
We have to go to work.
Moramo ići na posao.
Yes, it's true.
To je istina.
Many times it's more complex because of our situation. But still, we should never think that we can't do some kind of service. We really want to. It's a matter of organizing our priorities.
Jedna je stvar u tome da postavimo svoje prioritete. Dakle, ona je inspirirana s osobom koja studira i istovremeno ima službu.
We have one or two more?
Još jedna ili dvije osobe?
Please.
Želim da slavim jednu Mataji sa nju vrađa dama sa mađarske farme.
I would like to
ona se zove Kishori Mataji.
I would like to glorify
ona je jako, jako dugo bhakta. Pored toga što je jako duhovno napredna, prihvatila je puno tih
I would like to glorify Mataji from the Hungarian farm. She's been a devotee for a long, long time.
She's from Hungary?
Dugo je vremena bila bhakta i?
Iako je bila jako duhovno napredna, također je preuzela na sebe jako puno organizacijskih službi.
And although she is an extremely advanced devotee, she also took up a lot of organizational or managerial duties.
I tokom izvršavanja tih službi nikada nije zaboravila na to da je njena osnovna dužnost kao bhakte da služi one kojima je nadređena.
And while performing those duties, she never forgot that as a devotee, her primary duty is to serve those to whom she is superior.
Superior, yes. I have personal, imala sam lično iskustvo, ali sam također vidjela da ona brine o svim drugim baktama. Bilo da su oni tek prišli templu ili oni koji su tu već jako dugo i lepo služe radeći jambu.
I had personal experience and also came to know that she has the same affinity to help the devotees despite of whether they have just joined or they've been serving the deities for a long time.
I ako mogu, žela bi još da slavim sve one bakte iz Beograda, koji bez obzira na tešku situaciju u Srbiji.
And if possible, I would also like to glorify all the devotees from Belgrade, who are despite of the difficult situation in Serbia,
I dalje nastavljaju u svom predanom služenju,
continue with their devotional service,
i pokušavaju da izgrade svoj unutrašnji odnos sa Krišnom,
and are trying to develop their internal relationship to Krishna.
Možda čak i više nego dok su ranije radili službu u templu i bili tamo.
Maybe even more than while they were doing service in the temple previously.
Jai, Vaishnav the Korki. We all have, as we said earlier, different problems in our temples.
Svi imamo različite probleme u hramovima.
Every place has some things.
Svako mjesto ima neke stvari koje su divne.
Each environment has its own
difficulties. Svako okruženje ima svoje vlastite teškoće.
As I think Jabhataka mentioned,
mislim da je Jabhataka
spomenuo, that I had come to these countries many years ago.
Kako smo bili u nekim zemljama.
I said 18. But I was one of the first devotees. Ja sam
bio u ovim zemljama prije puno godina, jedan od prvih bakta koji su uveli svjesnost s Krišnom zemlje.
U to vrijeme,
uglavnom smo išli po univerzitetima, dijeli smo knjige po školama i ponekad bismo pokušavali kultivirati ili susresti ljude.
Countries in CIS and in Russia.
U nekim zemljama Sovjetskog savjeza.
As I said, about 18 years ago, I came to.
Prije 18-19 godina sam došao u Zagreb i u Beograd.
Ljubljana. And we met teachers and things.
Susreli smo se sa različitim učiteljima i nekim baktama.
One of the things that was always amazing.
Neke od stvari koje su bile uvijek zapanjujuće za nas.
In America and in England and Germany,
u Engleskoj, Njemačkoj, na nekoliko drugih mjesta.
People obviously could. Ljudi
su svakako mogli kupiti knjige, biti bakte.
But in some of the countries we
were amazed. Ali u nekim zemljama smo bili zapanjeni, zato što bakte su morali biti bakte prikriveno.
Ljudi
su morali, mogli formalno prikrivati svjesnost
Krišna.
I uvijek je bilo jako, jako inspirirajuće za nas. Vidimo koliko oni to cijene i osjećali bi se posramljeni. Dobili smo, bismo magazin ili knjigu, oni su bili jako sretni, jer imali su, bilo je samo šačica bakta i nisu imali nikakvog veze sa ljudima izvan njihove zemlje.
Dakle,
to nam je pomoglo koliko smo mi to uzimamo olako. Dakle, neki od vas su iz okruženja koji su vrlo u kojima je vrlo teško zadnjih par godina. A neki ste iz zemalja gdje ima nikakve teškoće. Bakte koji se moraju mučiti na teškim mjestima, oni se susreću sa puno neprilika. Međutim, ipak ostaju vjerni, čvrsti, odlučni. Dakle, kad promatramo svoje vlastite probleme u određenoj oblasti, trebamo shvatiti, uvijek ima mjesto gdje ima više problema, a svjesnost Krišne još uvijek se nastavlja. Kad smo dolazili u to vrijeme, ponekad smo putovali tjednima i mjesecima bez društva bakta. Pogotovo sam sa Krišna Kshetram i još par bakta.
I ponekad
bi bili samo nas dvoje ili troje. Dvojica, trojica i to je bilo jako teško. Jer dan za danom, tjedan za tjednom, jednostavno smo združili
s start planting some seeds for Krishna consciousness.
Želi smo međutim posaditi sjeme svjesnosti Krišne. Neki ljudi su se priključili. Čitali su knjige po bibliotekama. Neki su ljudi postali znatiželjni i počeli su slijediti svjesnost Krišne.
So let's have one more. Can,
može još jedna osoba nešto reći?
Yes, one of the men in the back. Whoever can walk up the fastest.
Hare Krishna, dolazim iz Koprivnice. Htio bih se zahvaliti puno vama na finom druženju. Najprije, a onda prvo svojem sinu koji je kupio prvu džapu i knjige je donesel.
I'm coming from Koprivnica and I would like to thank you all for the nice association and especially to my son who has bought the first mala for me and brought me the first books.
Zatim baktama divni iz Koprivnice koji su skupa sa mnom radili i izgrađivali hram naš.
To the wonderful devotees from Koprivnica who together with me were building our temple.
Zatim Mateži Marijani koja je posvetila dosta vremena, koja je pričala dosta sa mnom.
To the Mateži Marijana who spoke a lot of me and gave me a lot of her time.
Svojih čerki koje bhakti yoga potpuno promijenila, počela je kuva za Krishnu.
To my daughter who has been changed by Krishna consciousness, who started to cook for Krishna.
Ja bih htio zahvaliti ovakvim divnim duhovnim učiteljima koji održavaju naš entuzijazam.
And I would like to express my gratitude for the wonderful spiritual masters who are building up our enthusiasm.
Neko prosti ostali bhakti koji nisam svodio spomenuo. Znači, svi su zaslužni zapravo za moj napredak.
And to all the devotees I didn't mention, they're all...
Aj, vaj čak je kova kim. I think you can understand that we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Možemo vidjeti da imamo puno stvari za koje trebamo biti zahvalni.
Pošto
tako puno bhakta oko nas svaki dan. Koji su izuzetni, koji nas
ohrabruju,
inspiriraju na različni način. Ponekad mi to olako prihvaćamo. S vremena na vrijeme moramo razmisliti i iskrasiti se više druženje koje nam Krishna sređuje. Ako se vratimo na različitim svojim mjestima, onda tražite banke koji imaju dobre navike, koji su jako odlučni, učite od njih i postanite više i više inspirirani s njihovim društvom. Zadnji dio naše rasprave, rasređujemo se više na gospodina. Išli smo o baktama, sada želimo pokušati
personalizirati
svoj život. Obratite se Krišni, sutra je Janmaštami, Krišni je rođendan, dan pojave, ovom univerzumu, on se pojavio na vrlo poseban način. Želimo više misliti o Krišnoj milosti. Jutro sam dao lekciju, spomenuo sam da često prolazimo kroz poteškoće, ponekad izgleda da Krišna nije tu, da nas Krišna zaboravio, ali Krišna nikad to nije napravio. Pogledajte svoj vlastiti život. Možda ćete naći vrijeme kada ste vi također mislili da Krishna nije bilo, da se Krishna zanemario. Ali kasnije shvatili ste da je On bio tu. I ono što ste iskušavali je stvar od koje ste dobili neku dobrobit. Omogućavali nešto realizirate.
It seemed very terrible.
Iako je bila vrlo nezgodna dok ste je prolazili. Iako je bilo teško to shvatiti.
The other way we said you could write or correspond with Krishna.
Ili možete napisati. Drugi način koji možete postaviti korespondenciju sa Krishnom jeste da govorite
letter or make prayer to Krishna.
Temelja nekog sadašnjeg problema u životu.
As if you are
postavite Krishna
pitanje
i sada
your answer.
You are Radha Kunjavihari, Krishna Radha. Now answer your own prayer, your own letter. Da bi vam Krishna dao.
How you think they would respond?
Kako mislite da bi oni odgovorili?
How you feel they would?
Kako mislite da bi vam oni odgovorili, ohrabrili vas ili izgrdili?
So we said this is one type of particular
type of prayer. To je
jedna vrsta
molitve
with the Lord.
A little bit complex, but interesting. So let's see
who would like to
share.
Maybe somebody who had a chance to write something.
Da li neko imao mogućnost da napisati nešto?
And later, those of you who just had a chance to think about it, you can share something based on what you were thinking.
A kasnije možemo pitati one koji su razmišljali, a nisu zapisali. Da li neko mogao zapisati? Vidim nekoliko ovdje notesa i olovki. Da li ste nešto napisali?
Did you have a chance to write something down? Yes. Yeah, man. Okay. This is in terms of obstacle or a time you thought Krishna had forsaken.
Da li ovo neka poteškoća ili kad si mislio da te Krishna napustio?
Well, there are plenty of these situations.
No, puno tih
situacija. You can summarize one or two for us.
Možeš jedno ili dvije nam samo spomenu.
One of these was
jedna od tih situacija.
In Italy when
u Italiji
I became
kada sam postao bhakta.
I was in Bhakta program.
Bio sam na Bhakta programu.
And, my leader.
I moj leader.
acted in a very strange way.
Je se ponašal neobično.
Dry some pullover. I put to dry near the
stavio bi džemper da se suši blizu radijatora ili pečine. I on bi ga uzeo i bacio ga.
You cannot do this.
Nemoj što radi.
I nakon nekoliko minuta
vidio sam da je on stavio na isto to mjesto svoj džemper da se suši.
Then I was thinking, Krishna,
yeah,
I
mislio,
was really young and I was looking all the devotees, beautiful.
Oh,
what is this? I was really confused.
Bio sam zbunjen.
And I was keeping quiet.
Ali bio ostao sam miran.
And then after
I nakon
a few hours, I see his pullover was white and the chair was red. And Owen made this.
Aha, nakon nekoliko sati vidio sam da mu je džemper izgorio, jer je bio blizu te peći.
And so he went and saw this and,
I onda je bio jako ljud. To je bio bijeli džemper, ali sav je pocrvenio od vrućine. Izgorio.
Then I saw this, and onda sam mislio, teaching even those advanced.
Čak i one naprednije Krišna poučava, mislio sam.
So, this was one. Then another time was...
So, that was an example for him that everything has its purpose.
To je primjer da sve ima svoju svrhu.
Well, another time was when I did something very bad.
Onda sam napravio nešto jako glupo.
My father, in the temple also.
U odnosu sa svojim ocem.
Something very not so nice.
Napravio sam nešto što nije jako dobro.
Actually, I thought I will never speak this to anyone.
Mislio sam nikad neću to nikome reći.
The door was were closed.
Vrata su bila zatvorena.
Of back to program and he was shouting, open the door, open the
door. I on je vikao, otvori vrata.
And I was trying to open this door.
Ja sam pokušavao otključiti.
But it didn't.
Ali jednostavno nije išlo.
So he was pushing and I
on
was guro, trying to help
him. A ja sam pokušavao da mu pomognu.
Somehow door went
open. I na kraju na neki način smo otvorili vrata. I onda mi je rekao,
you do this.
Ti si mi to napravio.
You didn't want to let me in.
Nisi me htio pustiti unutra.
It was just this passionate situation.
To je bilo, bio je strast. I o čemu govoriš, pitao sam.
I was trying to help you all
time. Pokušao sam ti pomoći cijelo vrijeme. Ti si raskal.
He was doing a dispet. Kako se kaže? Yeah. And and I said, no, how can you think like
kako
this?
Možeš tako misliti?
Okay, if it is not true, you
ako
can spit on me right now.
Možeš vodno pljunut. I onda sam ga ja pljunut.
In the face. And then he went so humble.
Onda je postao jako ponizan.
I wanted to die. This
a ja sam htio umrijet.
Everything went down. I was depressed. 2 days.
Bio sam dva dana deprimiran.
One day I went to take prasadam and
a
I was appreciating
kad sam
učestvali
prasadam, vidio sam
once I saw how everyone is exalted.
Kako su svi uzvišeni tokom prasadam. Svi su bili okupljeni.
I was thinking, wow.
Ja sam mislio, da.
Actually, such a mercy to be in association.
Tako je milost biti u društvu svih ovih bhakta.
And then one devotee who is
onda
doing sankirtan for a long
koji dugo vremena radio sankirtan,
he just
on je
approached me all of a sudden.
Mi prišao odjednom.
And said, "You want to come with me?"
I rekao, "Želiš doći sa mnom danas?"
So this was the first time I went.
To je prvi put
in sankirtan.
Da sam otišao na sankirtan.
It's a little bit inner, no?
To je malo unutrašnje.
So it's very strongly how Krishna.
Vrlo sam jasno vidio kako mi je Krishna dao milost.
So this is a case. He did something, he felt some depression.
Nešto je uradio, osjećao se deprimiranim i onda je vidio kako Krishna mu odgovara, kako ga je na Sankirtan osnažio ga, ohrabrio. Kada čovjek se osjeća deprimiranim, onda može biti, misliti da je ostavljen, ali Krishna pređe.
Someone, you volunteer or I'll start calling you. Someone like to volunteer and share something?
Da li neko isto želi se javiti dobrovoljno da nešto kaže?
Particularly a time that you felt some forsaken or some
kada ste se osjećali zaboravljenim ili kad ste prolazili kroz teškoće.
Now you are saying praying to Krishna and Krishna
is se molili Krishna i Krishna je vam pomogao.
Whose hand is up?
Ko je digao ruku?
Yes, please.
one time jednom I was chanting in my room
u svojoj sobi
very much on the mental platform as usual
kao i obično na mentalu and
I was thinking like
i mislio sam
there was some problem in my mind I don't remember
imao sam neke probleme u umu više se ne sjećam šta je bilo I onda sam mislio
Krishna, I really hope
Krishna zaista se nadam
that you,
da ćeš
if you would help me in some way or
da ćeš na neki način pomoć da ćeš mi dati neki znak
that you are there for me.
Da si tu da si sam
so, there on my table was,
I onda na mom stoliću je bio Krishna Bog
the second
drugi dio
Krishna
Boga
second part in which Krishna
u kome Krishna i Balaram su
they're hugging together.
Se, Krishna zagrljeni.
On this book I have my car keys.
Sam imao, ključeve
od auta. Car keys they have
i ti ključevi su bili
they have some kind of lamp.
Imaju neku vrstu, ima malu lampicu.
See, this lamp goes red.
Ako ne,
and all of a sudden,
ne znam, nešto,
I was going through and I saw lampic. This lamp.
Gledao sam malo to i vidio sam da je ta lampica pocrvenila. Kao da je neko pritisno, upalio. Zastao sam i uzeo sam ključeve i čudio sam se što je to. I onda sam vidio da je Krishna knjiga na ruka na knjizi je bila ispod te lampice, tako da je moglo upaliti. I onda su svi moji problemi i sa mentalnog nivou su nestali. I bio sam sretan dva dana.
So we all have different times when imamo svi različite situacije
kada Krishna dolazi na različite načine i da nas ohrabri.
Now we know a classical case
znamo
klasični like primjer Narada Muni situation
kao
where
Krishna
took away his mother
kada mu je Krishna oduzeo majku
and he was bitten by a snake
koju je ugrizla zmija
and then Narada Muni was a small boy
and Narada Muni je bio
and
mali dječak ali Krishna kaže
He let him know
se pojavio
you'll never see me again
i rekao Naradi više me nikad nećeš vidjeti u ovom životu ali Krishna mu se pojavio da bi ga
ohrabrio
Bhakti imaju različite vrste iskustva ne uvijek senzacijalno kao ova ali imaju različite iskustva kada Krishna dolazi na različite načine i pomažem da nas ohrabri oživi da nam objavi da je tu i ako mislimo o tome svi ćemo naći da imamo takve različite vrste iskustva May I speak of an experience of another devotee?
That was the experience of the other devotee.
I have a friend whom I haven't seen for a long time. His name is Veshvara. He's living in somewhere in Serbia now, I think. And he's been doing a sankirtan for a long time. And he's been quite a radical Sankirtan devotee, and, doing all kind of little weird things, offering dandavats in front of the houses. And I mean, he had a big desire to distribute the books, really. But from time to time, as we all know, it is not really easy to distribute books. And one particular day, he was doing Sankirtan in an apartment building, and nobody wanted to take a book. And he was getting desperate. And more desperate, and in the end he just sat on the, on this, he sat on the stairs,
reading his mind.
And he was sitting on the stairs, and he started crying, thinking, why is Krishna not answering my prayers and why he is not rewarding my attempt, I just want his words to be heard in the world. And while sitting there on the stairs and crying, the door behind his back opened, and the lady came out. And he saw him and told him, and asked him, what was he doing? He had really no strength and enthusiasm to deal with any kind of person anymore because he thought that Krishna has forsaken him, as he said. And without turning his head, he just said, I'm selling some books. And then he asked him whether he could see those books. And he gave her the books, without turning his head even, just over his shoulder, he gave the books. And she was looking at the books and said, "This is really fantastic. Can you please come into my apartment? My husband is all interested." And then he finally realized that something is going on. And he entered the apartment and they were all, I mean, the whole family was very enthusiastic and very happy. And they bought the books and he also became happy and understood that he was never alone.
Radha Kunjabi Hari Ji Ki. Often the Sankirtan devotees, of course, have these unusual experiences.
When you're on the front line,
it puts you in a lot of frustration.
But we
have time for a few more. Time that they felt Krishna had forsaken them, and then they finally wasn't. Or if you had a chance to make a prayer or write a letter to Radha Kunjabi Hari.
Yes. Ili uputiti molitvi Vrnosima.
Before I became a devotee, I remember one night praying to the Lord, and I said, "I don't know who you are, and your name, I don't know anything about you, but I have so many questions, and I would like to get to know you. So please take me upoznati. To a place
molim te odvedi me na mjesto,
where I can learn about
te mogu naučiti o tebi."
And about 1 year later, I came in contact
kasnije,
with devotees.
Sam došla u kontakt
s
baktama.
I was coming to Sunday feast and associating with devotees.
I družila se s njima.
But I didn't feel, no, this is not it.
Ali nisam osjećala da je to to. Mislim sam ovo nije za mene.
I wasn't coming.
I neko vrijeme nisam počela sam ono
izostajati. Feeling rather depressed. Onda sam se malo osjećala depresivna.
I sestra mi rekla, zašto ne pokušaš mantrati? Pa to nije tako loša ideja, mislila sam. Počela sam mantrati i onda sam se sjetila svoje molitve.
Saying this prayer the year before, and I remembered, oh my, he actually answered this prayer.
U stvari, Bog je odgovorio na moju molitvu. Poslao me na pravo mjesto i našla sam sve što mogu naći o Bogu. I tako sam postala jako zahvalna i shvatila sam, a on je uvijek sa mnom čak kad nisam bhakta. I onda sam nastavila i evo još sam bhakta.
Radha Kunjabi Hari Ji Ki. If we, I had once mentioned it would be very exciting if someone one day write a book about how devotees came to Krishna consciousness, you'll find that so many devotees were in a very, very intense state and they were wondering what is life about. They were feeling totally strained, depressed. They were praying, they were fasting. And then they meet the Sankirtan party, they get a book. Something would happen, which would show that Krishna was definitely there, watching and waiting for them to want to come to him more. And then,
Krishna
would make different types of arrangements.
Krishna bi napravio
so her case is an example of that.
Ovo je, dakle, nja slučaj, primjer.
Someone else?
Da li neko drugi želi govoriti?
It's a kind of unusual thing. Many times we grow
odrastamo
more in our Krishna consciousness when we are at a crossroads.
Because
a crossroads, it means two things. It means you can go one way or the other way. But often when we have these really taxing and challenging times in our life, it's really a time for growth, a chance that we can make a lot of advancement. And it's those times that we often are kind of afraid. Or we are thinking that maybe Krishna is not around. But if we keep the faith, we will see how Krishna will come through.
I
just want to say about one time when Krishna reminded me that he's
here. I was always
praying for him.
I
will never forget his presence. And then one day I had to go to work and I was in a great rush.
Bio sam u žurbi.
And I was going down to the car.
Otišao sam do auta.
I have a picture of deities in the car.
U autu imam sliku božanstva.
And it fell off the picture.
Slika je pala. Bio sam u žurbi i želio sam je staviti na stranu. Umjesto da je vratim na mjesto. Uzeo sam je i malo ne sam je bacio onaj armarčić, kako se zove. Nisam uopće mislio na Krišnu. Nisam imao poštovanje. Želio sam se okrenuti da bi uzeo torbu i sa laktom sam se lupio u sjedalo.
came back, and as I was turning around, it hit me.
I onda kako sam lupio slavcem u sjedalo, onda mi se pesnica mi se vratila i lupila me u lice.
Same second I knew, oh, this is Krishna.
I onda sam se sjetio da je to Krishna. Onda sam uzeo knjigu, ovo sliku od opoštovanja, rekao, žao mi je. Nikad to neću učiniti. Neće se ovak više tako obhoditi prema tebe.
Isi Varakunda Vihariki.
Že.
Again, a little experience helped to remind him to be a little more careful, cautious that Krishna is taking notice of things.
Krishna,
I've heard Pujari sometimes mention things similar to this. How I had one Pujari telling me how in Vrindavan once he was addressing the deities, but he was being rough, you know, with Lord Chaitanya, I think. Yeah, I think it was Lord Chaitanya. And he somehow sort of damaged Lord Chaitanya's arm.
Malo je oštetio ruku.
And then a day or two later he broke his own arm.
Dva kasnije slomio ruku.
And he realized, oh, Krishna is reciprocating.
Krishna uzvraća.
Do we have anyone else?
Da li još neko?
Yes, please.
Since I love pictures,
I gledam Krishna slike,
and also like to look at the Krishna's picture.
Jednom sam zamolila Krishna, rekla sam dobro, ja znam da te ne mogu svojim materijalnim očima vidjeti.
Once I've asked Krishna, I know that I cannot perceive you by with my material eyes.
Ali svejedno na neki način bi te voljela vidjeti u pokretu.
But still somehow or other, I would like to see you moving.
Drugim riječima nekako u ljudskom obliku, znači.
With other words, in a sense, I would like to see you like in a human form with two arms.
I bila sam na Rada Yatri u Firenci.
I visited Rada Yatra Festival in Firenze.
I cijeli dan smo plesali.
And we've been dancing during the whole day.
I onda sam ja otišao nešto da kupim.
I went to buy something.
I već je onako bio mrak.
And it was getting darker when I came back.
Bina.
And I seen a huge stage.
I prva scena koju sam vidjela sam Krishna kako se kreće.
The first scene I seen of the stage was Krishna moving.
Odnosno, to su bili glumci.
Of course, that were the actors.
Koji su imali fantastično fantastičnu masku.
With wonderful makeup and everything.
Krishna imao plavu obožu i crnu kosu. Molim? A mikrofon, da. Kažem, taj glumac koji je glumio Krishna, ja, imao je plavu masku, apsolutno vjerno naslikano.
Krishna was painted in blue with dark hair.
Predivnu odjeću kako Krishna ima.
Wonderful dresses Krishna has.
I normalno ja sam bila šokirana.
And I was shocked.
A druga, prošle godine u Puli ovdje.
The last year on the same place.
Ja se nisam baš fizički dobro osjećala.
Actually, not in the same place here in the camp. I didn't feel very well physically.
I normalno bio je mangala arati i ja sam željela da vidim božanstva.
I wanted to come to the mangala arati and see the deities.
Ali na neki način sam rekla ja se ne osjećam dobro, a tako bi volila da vas vidim.
But I didn't feel very good and still I wanted to see them very much.
I sutra ujutro kad sam se probudila.
And the next morning when I woke up.
Jedna mataći je donijela božanstva u kućicu gdje smo mi spavali.
Mataći bring the deities in the apartment when we've been staying.
I u stvari prvo što sam vidjela sam božanstva.
And the first thing I saw after waking up were the deities.
Jai, Radha Kunda Bihari ki.
Jai.
As we see the classical example of Haridas Thakur.
Imamo praktični primjer Haridas Thakura, gospodin Chaitanya mu je prišao, došao je k njemu.
Really wants to serve his devotees.
I tako shvaćamo da Krishna želi služiti svoje bhakte i što je bhakte uzvišeni, što više želi služiti Krishnu, to Krishna više želi služiti
bhakte.
Dakle, na svoj mali način ne možemo misliti na Krishnu, možemo vidjeti Krishnu za vrijeme drame.
We've all saw sometimes very powerful plays And the play really helps us to understand a little bit more about Krishna consciousness. And in Vrindavan, sometimes the actors are highly trained, sometimes those who engage in the Krishna Lila, they are from certain families, they are trained from age one, and so they have a certain mood, and when people see them acting, they become completely captivated.
Because it affects them in a very deep way,
and helps them to connect more to certain aspects of Krishna's presence and pastimes.
Now our time is just about up,
but we'd like to see if one of the devotees could share something
and
more in the form of a prayer now. That is, there is a certain obstacle that you have been reflecting on in your life, and so you share that with Radha Kunja Bihari, and then you anticipate what their answer would probably be, and so you give us that answer after you've given your particular issue, concern, block, or problem. And can someone try to share it in any particular way before we have to close the other maybe five minutes more so? Unfortunately, we started pretty late. It's a little personal, and but at the same time, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. But even though it explains that, it's like if you make an offense, if you can offer obeisances in the community, it helps. If you explain something in group, because sadhu sangha is a very significant thing. As we reveal our minds and share our realizations, our understandings, beg for the mercy of the sadhus, this is something that helps to speed up our devotional life and nourishes our devotional creeper. So if someone can share with us, if they had time to write, or just in thinking, something that they are presenting to Radha Kunja Bihari, and then how they feel that the deities, perhaps based on the philosophy you understand, how you consider a possibility of how your problem could be answered.
Who
would like to share this? I'll be back for
someone.
Please, thank you.
Die,
she's bold.
My dear Shri Radha Kunja Bihari, I had the opportunity in this life to become a devotee when I was very small. I grew up in this movement with this very powerful philosophy which could answer all my questions, and I never was dissatisfied with having the need to understand anything about life. I always had an answer. And many devotees really took much care of me,
puno brinuli o meni.
But in the last few years,
ali u zadnji par godina,
I somehow observed
na neki način promatram
i vidim this family and this
da familije,
nice world which
ova familija,
in which I grew up,
i ovaj lijepi svijet u kojem sam odrasla,
is breaking in different parts.
Ruši.
Iskon family.
Razlama se na male dijeliće moja iskon obitelj.
And I had a few days in the last years where I felt very much sad because of that.
Nekoliko dana tokom prošle godine sam se osjećala jako loše, jako tužno zbog svega toga.
Kind of a sentimental feeling of loneliness.
Neka vrsta sentimentalnog osjećaja usamljenosti.
Losing my home, losing my
gubljenja
childhood,
doma, djetinjstva.
My whole world view somehow.
Cijelog svog pogleda na svijet.
But at one point I could understand that it's very easy,
da je lako,
your answer.
Jako lako za vas da date odgovor.
For example, those devotees,
oni bakte,
who are maybe
koji su možda
going away from their service,
možda
who maybe were even in the position of a spiritual master,
čak i oni koji su bili duhovni učitelji,
they went now, and a lot
oni
could be changed in our movement because of that, because they left.
U našem pokretu, zato što su
and
oni
it's
otišli.
Actually a big, big purification,
vaše,
and I can feel it.
Prosvjet, ovoga,
it's becoming so much nicer.
Nam vi ja vidim da stvari
so many
bolje.
Things which I unconsciously
stvari,
felt bad about earlier when I was small
sam se ja osjećala loše,
are becoming much more personal and nicer now
puno
because you
puno bolje, zato što vi
I can see that you are telling
me
you put them in a different place that other devotees can
mjesto
take their position
tako
and
da,
help.
Da, postavite osobe na drugom mjestu, da drugi bhakti mogu preuzeti njihovo mjesto. I
da, I see si Radha Kunja Bihari ji ki. So the interesting sharing. is that she's gone up in the movement,
and
she's noticed some changes. And so she's very happy about what she has, but she's noticing that there's certain things within the devotional family that haven't been so satisfying recently. And so she is presenting this before
Radha Kundrabi Hari.
And then, considering how the Lord, their lordships would perhaps answer her
concern,
and she's noticing that, yes, nothing happens by accident, some changes have taken place, and some good things have also developed.
Getting
with everyone, based on
će sa svakim
u skladu sa onima kako mu priđemo. Čak i u teškim prilikama
možemo slaviti Krišnu i naučiti više iz toga iskustva. Krišna sa ovoga koristi, dokle god dozvolimo da budemo iskorišteni. Niko nije nezamjenljiv. Kako što Maja nikoga ne voli previše, ni Krišna nema umiljenu, posebno umiljenu osobu. Ako želimo da nas Krišna odabere, Krišna će nas odabrati, a ako ne, Krišna će napraviti neku promjenu, prilagodujući situaciju.
This is a little bit of a difficult assignment because we talk about something that's very dear
jer
to us, very personal to us,
vrlo osobno,
but it has a tremendous effect
and
assisting our consciousness when we do this. And those who do it, they will notice a difference.
I oni koji to rade, oni će primijetiti razliku.
Ja se izvinjam, ali ovo moram pričati na makedonskom, tako da se mogu više izraziti.
Kako će? Ovo moram pričati na makedonskom, pošto se ne mogu izraziti dobro na hrvatskom. Oh, because now it's getting complicated because she said she will speak in Macedonian. It's a third language.
Oh, okay.
So I believe that the Croatians, they could they will understand Macedonian. It's not so different. No?
Either way, just practical. Go
ahead.
Ja sam ovdje sama, Krišna. Nema nikoga. Ni majka, ni nema nikakvih bhakti. Se čuštam totalno sama.
Krišna, I'm here alone. I have nobody, no devotees. I have no family. I feel completely alone.
Ne, no family. No devotees. Ne.
No family. I made a mistake. She didn't mention a family. She has no. There are no devotees around.
No, okay, se čustvam potpuno samena i ne znam zašto sam ovdje.
At night I feel completely alone and I don't know why am I here.
Što treba da naučim? Zašto me stavaš ovdje?
Oh, what shall I learn? Why are you putting me in this situation?
Da li možeš da mi odgovoriš zašto?
Can you answer me why?
Ovdje sam su moji te roditelji koji uopšte ni najmalko ne sajkajat. Ništa za te.
I'm here with my parents and they cannot understand anything about you.
Sveko je utro. Gledam samo prekuruvanje za ona što sakam da go sledam.
Each morning I find only accuses for the things I want to follow.
Što da napravim?
What shall I do?
Ja sam isto vo nivnoto srce, nemoj da zaboraviš.
I'm also in their heart. Please don't forget that.
Te sakam tebe isto koliko i njih.
I love you as much as I do love them.
Now she's answering what perhaps Krishna, Radha Kundrabi Hari, would be saying to her.
Ona sada odgovara ono što bi joj vjerojatno Radha Krishna rekli.
Oni, ti si mnogo važni, te donele ovde. Tvoji roditelji su mnogo važni.
Your parents are very important.
Te donesu ovdje i sada ti si bhakta.
They brought you here and now you're a devotee.
Te molim, probaj da ih služiš na isti način kako bi ih služila i bhaktite.
Please try to serve them in the same way as you would serve the devotees.
Zaboravi na sve tvoje potrebe i samo trudi se da gi služiš sa ljubav.
Just forget your needs and try to serve them with love.
Ti vidiš da ti si toliko prekrasni kako i si te luki.
and you'll see that they're as wonderful as all the other people are.
Thank you.
Dai Radha Kundavi Hariki. So she's openly revealing her mind about certain lackings and difficulties.
Она разоткрыла свой ум, видит радостные недостатки, проблемы. Обратись к Господу особенно. В этой ситуации сам тяжко мне.
But then she is thinking.
Али он давно размышляет.
How their lordship.
Как бы Бог, как бы его господство. Отговорил на это.
What this particular situation?
No, what does it
mean? How you looked at it in a different way?
Как вот эту ситуацию согласно другого гледа. И он
the way that she is responding. That yes.
Да.
May not have this, we may not have this,
Можем
but what we do have,
имаш оно,
we look
оно,
at that,
имамо,
and we see how we relate, how we serve,
и видимо, како да
how to appreciate what Krishna has arranged. We all have this issue in our life. Many times we look at so much what we don't have, what problems that
there are,
we don't use what we do have, we don't try to perceive it in a different light.
And
when we do perceive it in a different light, we that for some reason Krishna has arranged whatever persons
experience
that we
want
to go on glorifying Krishna in spite of whatever an obstacle or challenge may in fact be in our lives. So let's have one more. Someone else here?
You
know, this is a little difficult assignment, but we want to try to come to the heart. Tomorrow is Janmashtami. And we want to, every day, but especially on these holidays, we want to see how to connect more with the personalities that we're honoring during that time. And Gorparnima and Janmashtami, two of the most important times for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And those times we can connect more with whatever is going on. When you have an anniversary or a time that always these great persons' love, blessings, and benediction is there. But especially when all around the world people, devotees are meditating on that particular pastime, that particular person's appearance, disappearance. It's a special time.
Blagoslovi veliki osoba su uvijek prisutni, ali posebno su snažni kada su ti dani pojave ili odlaska.
Dear Sri Sri Radha Kundabi Hariji, your servant Vaidyanath from Hamburg again
is Hamburga.
In a certain difficult
ponovo ima poteškoće.
This position is not unusual.
Ovo položaj nije neobičan u njegovom životu.
To be specific,
da budem precizni,
Vaidyanath is working
vaš sluga Vaidyanath radi karmi posao
and he is spending most of his day
i većinu svoga dana provodi bez kontakta sa prednim služenjem.
Also,
također, on ne vidi bakte jako puno.
And he has a family,
ima familiju sa puno potreba. Ima djecu koji su tineđeri. Vaš sluga Vaidyanath je u beznačajnom položaju. Molim vas, učinite nešto za njega. Sada uzimam ulogu Krišne. Danas to dozvoljamo.
Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hariji are answering this.
Radha Kunjabi Hari odgovaraju sljedeće.
My dear Vaidyanath
Prabhu,
please be attentive, look around yourself. Look at all the opportunities we are giving you for devotional service. We are even arranging your job in such a way that at your job
da za vrijeme posla ti moraš malo vremena služiti. Nikod neće primijetiti.
The second thing about
druga stvar u vezi sa druženjem, dragi Vaidyanath Prabhu,
just see how many vidi samo wonderful devotees
koliko predivnih bhakta se pridržavaju našem Hamburg centru.
And you can give up
možeš odbaciti društvo od bhakta. Sad ima tako puno mogućnosti da se družiš sa bhaktama i da radiš preaching.
Daj, si si Radha Kunjabi Hariji ki. Another good example is that if we go on our devotional service, we do have transitions. So he has a family, a responsibility to take care of his family. He has a job that he's involved in. So we can look at that job and just think, oh, this is terrible, I'm lost.
izgubljen sam.
Or he can look and ili možemo
vidjeti na tu situaciju drugačije. Imam posao, mogu raditi nešto,
pomogu će
moj materijalni život, ali moj duhovni život se može nastaviti.
Mogu pomoći svoj familiji i tokom
posla možemo raditi neke duhovne aktivnosti. Kuda bakta to radi? Mogu biti dobar primjer
material and spiritual life together.
So i materijalni i duhovni život skupa. Na taj način vidimo Krišna radi aranžmane za sve nas.
We just have to look a little closer at what is going on and
realize that Krishna is not going to give us more than we can bear. Nam neće dati više nego što možemo podnijeti.
Not going to forget about us.
Neće nas se odreći, neće nas zaboraviti.
This is my last time.
Ovo je moje zadnje prilike da govorim. Okay. Da li može još malo?
On
je tako ponizan.
By Krishna Kshetra's blessings,
Miloše, Krishna
we can have two more people to share.
Možemo još dvije osobe saslušati.
Please, so you have to come forward. Krishna Kshetra is alive.
Priče? Krishna Kshetra nije dozvolio. Here, Mahar.
Yes. In the back, she better come.
Malo prije kada su ove bakte pričale svoje iskustva, ja sam se molila da nemam tako, kako da to kažem, da sam previše ponosna i suviše imam kruto srce da mogu shvatiti njihove molitve i njihova
obraćanja. Too hard to be able to understand their prayers.
Međutim, kada je sad ova zadnja Bahtina iz Makedonije pričala svoju molitvu, mene je to tako duboko dirnulo i to mi je dalo, to sam vidjela sam da je Krišna direktno prisutan.
But when the Bhaktin from Macedonia spoke, that her speech touched me deeply in my heart, and I have seen Krishna personally present.
Yes. Sisi Radha Kunjabi Hari Ki.
Jai.
This is not a small thing.
Ovo nije mala stvar.
Someone shares deep from
ako
their
neko,
heart.
Ako neko kaže nešto duboko iz svoga srca.
Really deep from the devotee's heart.
Duboko iz svoga srca.
To, one person is speaking,
kad jedna osoba
but several people in the room are getting influenced by that because we often have similar types of problems that we're dealing with. Some of you may be a little more bold to come in to share,
hrabri,
but we have similar types of
govoriti,
problems. And we hear someone else how they're working through their problems,
kako neko
how they are
problema,
understanding the answer. We just have to sometimes remind ourselves.
Then
it clicks for us also.
This
is the mother who's sharing that she's in a situation where she's seemingly alone and doesn't have this, doesn't have that. But somebody else is also thinking, yes, Krishna, that's my situation. I'm trying to chant your holy name, but I don't have a child, I don't have a husband, I don't have a temple nearby, and Krishna, I'm suffering. Please, can you help me? And then we hear reciprocation and we feel, okay, well, not so bad. The situation is not impossible. That others are also in such some situation, and they're trying, and I can also
try.
So we have time for one last one. Yes, who would like to ask last? Yes, Mother, please.
Dear Krishna and Radharani.
Dragi Krishna i Radha.
It's not easy for me now to speak.
Nije lako za mene sada da govorim.
But it's like I had a great experience.
Ali ja sam imao veliko iskustvo sa vama na seminarima u Švicarskoj sa Sajnanda Swamijem. Stvarno sam mogla osjetiti da vi ste držali moju ruku. Nije bitno da li sam cvijet, kamen ili čovjek.
And at the moment,
u trenutku u ovom trenutku nije jako lako, uvijek počnem plakati. Molim vas, pomozite mi.
No, that's okay. We're okay. Please. Sorry. No, please. Finish. I said in our seminar we laugh and we also cry. So So there's time for us to cry also.
Rekao sam da ćemo s ovom svemirom smijati i također plakati. Sad je vrijeme za plakanje.
Just help me please to.
Samo mi pomozite, molim vas. Da nađem način da shvatim da ste uvijek sa mnom i sa mnom i s mojim djecom i sa mojim mužem sa svim baktama. Sa svim ljudima i sa svim živim bićima. I da shvatim da vi volite i mene i sve druge. I vi nam opraštate sve greške. Stoga također trebamo naučiti opraštati drugim ljudima sa kojima živimo ili susrećemo. Trebamo naučiti cijeniti druge duše. Molim vas, pomozite mi da to nađem.
A
sada možeš odgovoriti? Odgovorite što bi Krišna Radharani vjerojatno rekla. Draga Ana, znaš da te ja volim, da te držim svojim rukom. To radim sa svima, baktama, sa svim ljudima, sa svim životinjama. Ja držim svakoga. U životu prolazimo kroz teške stvari, doživljavamo lijepe stvari. Ja ću uvijek biti tu. I nikad, samo nikad ne mogu
daj, si si varakun jabi hariki. Okay, so, I think we better stop before I start crying.
Bude da stanemo prije na što ja počnem plakati.
Anyway, I think you can see the power.
Možete vidjeti moć.
That we should always remind ourselves that Krishna hears us every day.
Krishna nas čuje svaki dan.
He's watching us.
On nas promatra, on je u našem srcu.
We open up for darshan.
Otvorimo se za darshan.
Pokušavamo ga,
kad se zavijese otvore, za darshan ne želimo vidjeti, sorry, on gleda nas.
And knowing that we're never alone.
Mi nikad nismo sami.
That we're never being given more than what's impossible for us to deal
with.
God would be
unfair. Nemamo zadatak teži od onoga što ga možemo riješiti.
Then we could actually handle.
Nikad nam neće teži nego što možemo savladati. Ako mislimo da zaista je teži nego što možemo uraditi, trebamo biti opet sretni.
Oh, it's to the point we can't handle anymore. Okay, then be happy that Lord is aware. He'll make some shift.
Kada vidimo da više ne možemo dalje nastaviti, onda također možemo biti sretni. Znamo, Gospodin će sad nešto promijeniti. Trebamo shvatiti. Stvari naše u inteligenciji mi znamo kako je filozofija i shvaćamo zašto se mučimo.
Um
s vremena na vrijeme želi to zaboraviti. Zato vas tražim da odgovorite kao da ste vi Radha i Krišna, kao da odgovarate.
And I'm glad this is how
ovo je vrlo osobno stvar. Drago mi je kako svi vi reagirate. Vi predstavite svoje sumnje Gospodinu i onda govorite. Izgovorite svoje ime kao da se Krišna obraća.
And Krishna is concerned.
Krishna brine.
And he doesn't want to see us suffer.
I ne želi da mi ispaštamo. Ne želi da nas vidi osamljeni. Ne želi nas vidjeti očajni. A u takvom stanju, ako smo u takvom stanju, onda će on arrangirati neki posebni način da možemo vidjeti različite mogućnosti, tako da možemo nastaviti sa entuzijazmom i sa žarkom željom. Oni koji su govorili mogu imati malu promjenu svjesnosti, a također i oni koji su čuli. Jer dijeleći međusobno ovakve stvari, nešto se mijenja u svjesnosti. Ponekad imamo različite barijere u životu, stvari koje nam spriječavaju da napredujemo, ali kada zaista dođemo sa srca, predstavimo to Krišni, onda to trebamo raditi. Ne samo na ovakvom skupu, već sve više i više u našim životima. Trebamo doći ispred božanstava i na svoj način trebamo ponuditi molitve molići Krišnu da nam pomogne da postanemo bolje sluge, da nam pomogne da shvatimo neke stvari koje se dešavaju u našem životu, tako da možemo biti u stanju da ga služimo na bolji način. Dok to radimo, dok stavljamo sebe u takav položaj, Krišna će odgovoriti. Neki od vas su vidjeli. Mislili smo Krišna da se zanemario, ali Krišna nije. U vrijeme kad ste mislili da ste bili jako očajni, onda je Krišna aranžirao situaciju na takav način da možete biti u stanju da vam može pomoći. Mi u ovom seminaru govorimo o puno tema,
But we just breezed off a few points. But in general, we just want to leave you with the idea of realizing that each of us are important in Krishna's sight. Every devotee is very special. Every devotee is somehow under Prabhupada's umbrella. And he is such a wonderful agent for Krishna. Whether it's a bhakta who's just been a devotee for a week, or a bhakti, or a few days a week, nekoliko tjedana ili nekoliko dana, takva osoba želi reći da Krišne. Svako dolazi sa nekom vrstom kontaminacija, svako ima neko vrsto problema u životu. Međutim, mi dolazimo skupa da bi mogli posjetiti jedni druge, da budemo istinski, iskreni, da se mogu kretati iznad naših problema i poteškoća.
So that we all can realize, oh, it is possible.
Moguće.
Someone is growing, neko someone is advancing,
neko
why not me?
Someone
can go back to the spiritual world, oh yes, Krishna has no favorites, then
Krishna,
let me do
Krishna,
what is necessary.
Drag. Radi
so our communities, our chances to practice the devotional process where we are practicing now, but what we will ultimately do eternally.
Ali
so
ono
the quality of our present practice determines how much we really
pokazuje koliko smo kandidati da se vratimo
natrag.
Zaista
pokušajte
imati više svjesnosti sadusange, više
kvalitetnije
sadusange, više osobnije uzimajte knjige, družite se sa baktama personalnije i najbitnije, družite se sa božanstvima što je moguće
personalnije. Shlabhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Ki. Yeah.